Okay, você. E você? Okay. There is a minhag in many svarim to mekasher soif haTorah l'tchilosa. It was to make a connection between this Zos HaBrocha and Breishis. The safer part of this Yosef HaChodosh was brought down that the idea is that the Torah is a blueprint of the world, the Stakel Baraisa Bor Alma. And since the world is circular, right, so that means the Torah is circular also. So that means the Torah is like a circle that the end ties back into the beginning. Okay? So therefore the minug in many Sifrik Kodesh to make different Ramazim to tie in Soif HaTorah L'Tchilosa. So we'll say over something I saw in the Berach Moshe, titled by Zatzal, and one Mahalach he has in doing that, and we'll discuss. The Torah begins in Bereishis, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, in the beginning, Vayehi Or. And then it says, Vayel Kim Sorti Tov, Vayel Kim Omer Choshech, Vayekor Elohim Or Yom, Choshech Kor Alayla. So the Ramban makes a comment. But before we see the Ramban, take a look at Rashi in Pasuk Dalet. Says Abazan Utsrichu Divar Godam Ra'ol She'enu Kedai Lishtamesh Bo Rishoyim. Because the original ore was not roy for the Rishoyim to be Mishtamesh. Hivdilu Tzadikim Losid Lovo. So Hashem took that ore and set aside the ore for Tzadikim Losid Lovo. One shot is that Fayol came and saw Orki Tove Avdel, that he saw the ore was so great that he didn't want to show him to use the ore, so he put it away for Tzadikim Losi Lovo. And the other pshat Rashi gives is that he didn't want the ore and the Choshech to be Mishtamish together, so he made one part of the day for the ore, another part of the day for the Choshech. So the Ramban, Al HaTorah, on page 3, makes a deal. He says, Vayi Or, Lo Omar Vayi Chein, Ka'omor B'Shar Hayom. In other words, it doesn't say Vayi Chein, like a lot of times it says, Vayi Chein. Here it doesn't say Vayi Chein. V'ish Lo Omar Or, B'tchun Hazos, Kol Hayom. It was Vayichain, this is the way it's going to be. By the ore wasn't true, because that great ore was Nignas. So that's the Ramban's diuk, that dafka by ore doesn't say Vayichain. It only says Vayichain ore. Okay, so we have to understand the significance of the ore and where'd the ore go, what's the pshat. In other words, we still have ore, but not that same illumination that was there at the time of Maaseh Bereishis. So in the end of Parsha Zos HaBrocha, it says, L'chom novi od b'Yisrael ki Moshe asher yidol Hashem panim al panim L'chol hayar hachazaka l'chol amor hagodol asher asher Moshe l'enei kol Yisrael. That's how the Torah ends. So it's a pella. I mean, I remember Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern's sefer. He wrote a sefer on Chumash Likut. So he says that it's funny because normally we have a klal. We always end b'dover tov. You don't end on a bad note, right? That's even in the Haftorah, when it's the end of the bad note, we repeat a pasuk from before. but you don't end on a bad note. We're going to finish at 10 if you guys want to sit and learn, you know, whatever. So what is Le'eni Kol Yisrael Zok Drashi? Shenso li bo lishpor haluchus le'neim. Shenema shablam le'neim. Vismicha das HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenema asher shibarta yashikoch shishibarta. So the last thing of the Torah is Le'eni Kol Yisrael is the Shviras Haluchos. This is what Moshe did, Le'eni Kol Yisrael. Shviras Haluchos, and Hashem gave him a yashikoch. I think when Yechiel Bechel Stern, in one of his farm quotes from somebody, the idea being that you break something lemirmal to alanche base. In other words, Tommy breaks something in anger, it's not good. But if lemirmal alanche to cause them to be a little afraid, it's different. But so the last thing of the Torah speaks about shviras haluchos. Einei kol Yisrael. And Rashi quotes Asher Shibarta Yashikoch Shibarta. I think Rabbi Yechiel Bechel Stern speaks of it also. It's interesting that Rashi brings this Chazal down. I think maybe that's part of it. He might say that. Because on the Pasuk Asher Shibarta, he doesn't bring down, you know, in Kisisa, he doesn't bring down this Drasha Yashikoch Shibarta. So I think maybe Rabbi Yechiel Bechel Stern might say in the Sefer, where it's, he ends it off on a good note, because he's saying it seems like a bad thing, but Hashem gave me Yashkoyach. I think he might point that out, and you have to check in Rabbi Yechiel Bechel Stern Sefer, a Chumash. He ends off with that drasha, Asher Shibarta, as he points out, is only said over here and not in Parshas Kisisa. But what's the significance of this? So we know, the Gemara says in Erevin, take a look on page 8. On Nun Dal and Amar Aleph. Amar, Rabbalozer, Mindichsiv, Chorus, Alaluchos, Il Molay, Lonishtabru, Luchos, Arishonish, Lonishkacha, Torah, Yisrael. Whereas, if the Luchos Rishonis would not have been broken, there would not be Shikhas HaTorah. Whereas everyone would learn and wouldn't forget. The concept of shikha set in with the shviras haluchos. That's when the concept of forgetfulness set in with the shviras haluchos. So we have to understand the significance of this. Now it's interesting, when the shikhas haTorah, what, as Moshe Tandelman points out, what brings back Shikhas HaTorah? What? Huh? Chazara. We should always do Chazara. During the break, we did so many packets. Take a packet into the sukkah and, you know, schlep your friend and do a Chazara, you know? But there's a Gemara in Temur on Tezayin Amud Aleph. Says like this. Pema season had elef shvamios kalim chamorim gzei shorz v'kitzuk yitzofim shtachu b'mei aveilu shal Moshe. As the time of the Shiva of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were 1,700 halachas that were forgotten. Amar avivo afal pikein hachziron osniel ben knaz mitoch pilpulo. That Osniel ben Knaz, because of his pilpul, because of his shaklavataria, that he was ma'ayin, the learning be'ian, he was able to restore. In other words, because if you have Torah, like the Gemara says, Torah chatucha, if Torah would just be like a million facts, without the whole discussion and back and forth and pilpulish and Torah, we wouldn't be able to restore. Unless you have a good memory and you get it back. But the Pulpula Shel Torah, it brings the Havana Shel Torah, the Pulpula Shel Torah, Ba'osniel Ben Knaz, Ve'achzira. And the Gemara above Metzia, on the next page, says, Ki Avu Mintzu Rav Chanina Rav Chia, when Rav Chanina and Rav Chia would fight, Amale Rav Chanina and Rav Chia, Mahadei Didi, you're fighting with me? Chas v'shol, mishtach the Torah Yisrael, Mahadron Allah mipilpule. That I have the ability, if Torah would be forgotten, that I could be machzir the Torah with pilpule shel Torah. It was rehashed the whole conversation and the whole back and forth. The pilpul, the whole discussion. The Torah is not just facts, you know, but it's a process. It's discussion. It's discussion. The pilpul of shel Torah. So that's what the Berach Moshe writes. You see from these two Gemaras that the pilpul of shel Torah is what's machzir the Torah from the shikhas haTorah. And the Gemara says in the Dorim on page 9 on Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Chanina, Lo Nita Torah El Moshe Lazaro. The Torah was only given to Moshe and his descendants. And Moshe Nog Bar Tovas Ayin, and Moshe was nice, and he gave it to everyone else. So the Gemara says, how could that be? The Torah is only for Moshe? So the Gemara says, no. It means, look at the end of the bracket, El El Pilpula Ba Alma. That's what Rav Shecht always says over. That the Pilpula Shel Torah was given only to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Pilpula Shel Torah to Klal Yisrael. Oh. So says the Berach Moshe, he says, now perhaps we can understand the connection of the Sof HaTorah to Tetchila. Look on page 13. He quotes the Makoros that we saw already. Look on page 13, the left column, the paragraph begins Ubezeh. Uvezeh Yushulov Sof HaTorah L'Tchiloso. V'chol Hamor HaGodol Asher Oso Moshe Le'enei Kol Yisrael Sheshiber As Haluchos Le'eneim. Uvezeh Nigram Shikchas HaTorah B'Yisrael. So the Torah ends off with what? Le'enei Kol Yisrael L'Shvir As Haluchos. And we saw the Gemara says in Erevin that from once the Luchos were Nishbar, that was Gorim Shikchas HaTorah. El Shemoshe Rabbeinu Nog Tovas Ayin B'Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the refuah, because the refuah to the Shikchas HaTorah is what? Is the Pilpula Shel Torah, is the discussion, the backwards and back and forth of Torah, the Havana and the Pilpul and the Shakla V'Tarya Kitikun L'Shikchas HaTorah. Well, then Amar Bereishis Bar Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz Vayom Elokim Yehi Or Ki Me'or Shenivra B'Sheisi Shemeya Bereishis Misham Meir Koach HaPilpul Yisrael. That the Pilpul Shel Torah comes from that or. In other words, that or gives the Havana of Torah. And that's what I always tell people. You know, what's the best way to make sure you remember something? So of course you have to do Chazara. But a big yisod, and Rav Eliashiv was very big on this, is you have to have Havana, understanding. Because if you did a sugya and you don't really have a Havana to the Torah, then you're not going to remember it, because it's just facts, and then you didn't really understand them. That's why Rav Eliashiv wasn't so big, it says in this one of the Sfarim, that people just stopped memorizing Mishnayos and things like that. He was into Havanas HaTorah. And that's what Pilpula Shel Torah is. So in other words, if you go, that's why I always tell you, less is more, more and less. What's the pshat? Because if you do less, but you understand it better, because in other words, you're going to remember it more. And that's the Pilpula Shel Torah, is the understanding, backwards and forwards, the shakla v'tayah, to really understand it. And that is what? That's the or that Hashem took away. And we'll see, the Sfarim right, where did he put that or? He was goyneis it in the Torah. So how do you get it out of the Torah? When you omel b'Torah and you spend time to think it through, not just race it through, but think it through backwards and forwards. You speak to Rabbi Weiner, you thresh it out backwards and forwards, then then the Shichas HaTorah, then you understand that it comes back, then you won't have Shichas HaTorah. Or if you had Shichas HaTorah, and that's the connection, says the Sadma Rebbe, the Berach Moshe. Le'enei Kol Yisrael, what was done Le'enei Kol Yisrael? The Shviras Aluchos was done Le'enei Kol Yisrael, and that was Gorim Shichas HaTorah, and then it came back Bilpilpulo Shel Torah, and that's the Yehi Or, that's the Bilpulo Shel Torah. And there's a, and that's what the Gemara says on in Chagiga Yud Beis and Aleph. Or Shebarak on the Baruch Yamarishon Adam Tzofa Gal Musofa Olam Tzofa. That the Or that was created in the Sheshish Meim Reishis, you could see from one side of the world to the other. But if you look in the Agra Dekala, it's brought down. I think maybe the Sadma Rebbe brings it down. Who's the Agra Dekala? That's the Bnei Yisachar. He quotes it, the Berach Moshe. He says an unbelievable thing on page 20 on the bottom. He says, Chav Dalet Tevin. There are 24 words, Mitchilas HaTorah Atevas Or. From the beginning of Torah till the word Or, the first time Or the Torah, there are 24 words, L'Rameis HaOrahu Min HaTorah Chav Dalet Svarim Doraisa. That the Or is in the Chav Dalet Kisvei HaKodesh. That's what we have to understand it, Al Pi Chazal, to get it out. Because if you just read the Chav Dalet Svarim, you just read Chumash and you don't have Meforshim and Chazal, you're not going to understand it. But Chazal helps us get out that Or. And that's where the Or is. Because the Or is illumination, it's understanding, Mor Sheba Torah. And he quotes here on page 21 where the arrow is, Ha'or b'gmatria b'torah u'b'gmatria tar'yag. Es ha'or is gmatria b'torah u'b'gmatria tar'yag. L'rameis shal yidei ha'torah mitzvos nenim min ha'or ha'gonos. Es ha'or. Ba'yel kim es ha'or ki tov. Es ha'or gmatria what? Batoira uvgmatria tayak esa or, because that's where the or is. That's where the or is. And then he says an unbelievable thing. He quotes on page 22. Yeah, there's a pasuk first to look at Koheles. He says on page 15, "Reisi ani sheyesh yisra lechochma min asichlus ki yisra haor min achayshich." That chochma is greater than stupidity, like the light from darkness. So he writes. The Zohar says, page 18, "Dilmolei lo shtachach shtusu ba'alma lo yishtamu dechachmasa." Whereas, why is there so much shtus in the world? Because this way you'll appreciate what chachma is. You understand? You'll see in comparison. So Dilmolei Hashocha Lishtamoda Nahora. Dilmolei Nahora lo ishtamoda nahora. Dilmel Shach Tusaba Almal Nishtamoda Chachmasa. That's why you could appreciate when you see all the shtusin and havolim in the world, then you could appreciate how the godless of Chachma Satoira. And Chochma Satori is Gonuz in that Or. Ha'or. That's what the Bnei Yisachar says. Es Ha'or, Bigmachia Batoira, and Taryan. and there are 24 words in the Torah before you get to Haor. And that's the connection. The Sofer Torah, the Pilpula Shel Torah. So that's why it's very important when you're learning. If people are in the, well, we gotta cover, of course you gotta cover ground, but the Iker in learning is the Havana. The Iker in learning, Rav Yosef Weiss said, Bekiyas should be defined at how much, Bekiyas you have should be defined at how much Ian you learned. Understand? Because the Ian is giving you Havana. I'm not saying there's not room for learning Gemara Rashi and things like that. But even Gemara Rashi, you have to understand what you learn. You know, like Rav Soloveitchik said, Rav Braunschweig goes in a Sefer. Mikra, Chumash is called Mikra, because there's a value of the Psukim, even you should try to understand Chumash also, but there's a value of just the Kriya alone. But Torah Shel Baal Peh is called Mishnah. Mishnah Shinantam is understanding. If you don't understand, then you didn't do the mitzvah. You have to understand. Take time, understand, make sure you understand. If you look on page 24, the Sefer Likutei Yehuda. So he quotes that Ramban we saw before. Page 24. Isa b'Ramban l'omar v'hichein. So now we understand. It says Yehior. It doesn't say v'hichein, because the or was taken away and it was put for tzaddikim, but the or was put in the Torah, because that's the idea, that's the pilpula shel Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was privy of, and he shares that with us. And he quotes from the Imre Emes. Sure, he quotes that Gemara in Hagiga. But by Aaron HaKoyin, by Hadlokos Menorah, it says Vayas Kein Aaron. What's Vayas Kein? Because when Aaron lit the menorah, he got to the original or. See, the original or. And that's why it says Vahichei. In other words, that original thing he did in his menorah. That's Vayaskein. That's Loshina. Beautiful word. Loshina means that his or didn't diminish from the original or. And that's why it says Vayaskein, because that's the Vahichei. That by Aaron, because Aaron had it, because the menorah is the pilpul, that's in the Tzivrites. The menorah is the pilpula shel Torah, the kaftor v'ferach, the kaftor min prachim, the Tzivrites, that's the pilpula shel Torah. And he quotes here another fascinating idea, that in Likutei Yehuda, page 25, that Torah is the tavlon shel Yetzer. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Yitzro shall Adam miskaber alo b'chol yom. Vilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro einu yochalo. That the Yetzihara is miskaber every day. And the Torah is what helped us to get out of it. So that's why he says beautifully, it's a chazal. I never knew this chazal before. And I'll show it to you inside now. Look on page 23. It's a Medrash Rabbah and told us. It's a kedai to know. Look at this Medrash Rabbah, Rabosa. Married it. It says Reb Rechi Omer B'Shem Reb Yehuda Ein Kol Yom V'Yom She'Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechadish Halacha B'Bezn Shomala. Is that married it? A day doesn't go by that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being Mechadish Halacha B'Bezn Shomala. Why? Because that's the idea. The Yetzihara is always being Mechadish things to try to trip us up. So we have to have a counterbalance. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish. In other words, the or HaGonus, he's keeping forth every day. I remember when the arts of Rav Yosef Rabinowitz, the Chacham of Talmud Chacham in Brooklyn, from Chaim Berlin, so he wrote I believe the arts called Ezra. And in the Hakdama, he writes that, you know, in this world, you have all these new things coming out. Every day, something new in technology and everything. So Torah has to, there was for people to involve people to, they should be excited about Torah. We have new Svarim and new things. You know, that the Torah should have that. It's chachas, and that's what he's saying over here. That the Yetzer Hara is mechadish tachbulos b'chol yom, ein kol yom v'yom she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh halacha bebezdin shel mala. Murdered. And that's all from the what? He says that's the Or HaGadlus. That's what he says over here. That's from the Imrianus. Or HaGadlus. Ein kol yom vayom. And that's Vayar Elokim Esor Kitov Degel Machan Ephraim says the same idea. Yesh Oysa Or. Oh, so Rabbi Wein is asking an unbelievable kasha. That Moshe Rabbeinu was taught everything. Chazal say, "Kol Masha Talmid Vosik Osid Lachadish Nember LeMoshe Misinai." Right. So it's Mashmah that was said already, but yet the Orachayim Hakadosh. Parshas Tazria Metzora says we have another Chazal that Rabbi Akiva is Yoshev Darish and Dvarim that Moshe Rabbeinu never heard before. So what's the pshat? So the Rechai Makodesh says Avad every halacha Moshe knew, but Rabbi Akiva had the ability, something that Moshe didn't have. And that was Rabbi Akiva had the ability to know where every halacha was merumas in Torah Shebichsav. That Moshe Rabbeinu didn't necessarily have. And but it's mashu from this medrash that HaKadosh Baruch is mechadesh mu'alacha. So some say, I think maybe Shechter, others say, I think maybe Rabbi Shechter said, others say, whatever, that it just means maybe the principles were given to Moshe, but you know, the midos are Torah drashas, but yet, okay, it could be midrashim chalukim, it could be different things. But this Rabosai is the idea that the shichas haTorah, that's the end of the chumash. Le'ene kol Yisrael shviras haluchos shichas haTorah. But ba'as niel ben knaz ve'achziru bepulpulo. And that's the Or HaGadlus, and that's what the Satmar Rebbe's Berach Moshe is saying. And the Or HaGadlus, what does it mean? It shouldn't just be a metaphor, you know, some mysterious thing to us. Very simple. When you go to Rabbi Weiner and you ask him to explain you the Tosfos, and he explains it to you, then you have a kasha, and you go back and forth and back and forth. That's the Or HaGadlus! That's the Or HaGadlus! That's it. And then you'll remember it. But if you just try to, that's why we do everything inside. We see Einav Libo Mechuvanim LeDivrei Torah, right? We said last week. Oznav Libo Einav Mechuvanim LeDivrei Torah. You have to see it. You have to think about it. You have to. If you just hear just things quickly and write down, easy come, easy go. You're not going to remember because you never really understood in the first place. And that the Pilpul Shel Torah, so I have to point out, is the Havana, the back and forth, the Shachal Vatarya. And I guess before the Cheder Egel, there wasn't going to be a Shikas HaTorah. So we could just remember it's done. But now we're in the Olam of Shikha. So we need, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave something to help for the Shikas HaTorah. The Pulpulish HaTorah, that's the Or HaGadlus. So says this, the Berach Moshe, that's the connection of the end of the Torah. Le'enei kol Yisrael yishkoch sheshibarta Shikas HaTorah. And now, Vayor al Kivahi, or not Vayichain, because it was taken away, but it was put in the Torah for the Tzaddikim, for Omlei Torah. And that's the they point out, the Medrash Tanchuma on the last page here. Amelcha shall kill me, Oiv Osher, Tanuk, in Yacholim, the Torah. But a person is Omel Batora, Yesh Mavalim, Menabel Atzmel, Fichem Adnus Karol. Shenema ha'omolchi b'choshroga or gadol or sheniver b'yom rishon shegonzo kadosh baruch hu la'mole torah shabal peh b'yom v'layla. That kadosh baruch hu was going is the or that la'mole torah shabal peh b'yom v'layla shebizchusim ha'oylem oymit. Because people in this generation, you know, I'm not saying anything wrong with dafyomi and these things, but just want to do. But the fact that you sit on something, the concept of sitting on something and working it through, working it through, working it through, that's the abolish of the Torah. Working it through. Work through the Ktzos, work through the Rambam, work through the Tosis, work through the Gemara. And then you finally understand it with the Pilpul Shel Torah. That's the Or HaGadlus. And now you're going to remember it. That's going to be Mesakein the Shikas HaTorah. And that's what the Berakh Moshe says. Le'enei Kol Yisrael is the end, the Shviras Haluchos, Shikas HaTorah, and Vayihi Or. Not Vayihi Chein, Vayihi Or, because the Or was taken away from the sun, it was put in the Torah. La Mole Torah. Shegonso HaKadosh Baruch Hu La Mole Torah Shebal Peh B'Yom U'V'Laila Shebizchuso Ma'olam Omid. And that's the Yisoid, and that's of such a Musar Haskel for us, because like Rav Parnas used to say, the Iker of learning Torah Yeshiva is the Limud Be'in. That's the Limud Be'in. And the Chazon Ish said, you know what the Chazon Ish said? The Iker of Limud Be'in, according to the Chazon Ish, is Asuke Shmaitza Limud Hilchasa. Is to learn the Sugya until you get to the Halacha. Until you get to the Halacha. But, okay, different people have different drachim. But the key is Amala Shabbat Torah, the Pula Shal Torah, and that brings, and that's what we say, Vayalkim Zorgatov, Ora Torah HaMeir Es Cheshchas HaShikcha. The hay is missing. Cheskas Hashikcha, and that's the connection of the Sofer Torah with Chilosa. So I'd like to wish everyone again a Gemar Chasima Toiva, a Zman Simchaseinu. Go to the Sukkah. The Sukkah is the place where you have the, you know what? It's brought down in the Bnei Sosna. Others Sukkah is Loshon Soiche, Soiche Beruach Hakodesh, because by Hagar it says Av Avi Milka V'Avi Yiska. Why was Hagar called Yiska? Because she soiche beruach hakodesh. She was able to see beruach hakodesh. So even though I'm not saying we have ruach hakodesh even in the sukkah, but sukkah there's kedusha there. There's something you don't have the rest of the year. So if you take a packet in the sukkah, wow, that's something. You can learn omo. You take a sefer omo b'teira, havana satera, and then you remember it. That's the idea. That's why, you know, people who are learning Shulchan Aruch, people who learn Yoredeya, and they open up a Yoredeya, so, and they try to learn it, it's Chinese. Because they didn't start, like what Rav David Lifshitz always said, you have to start with Chulin and the Torah Sabayis. And then, the Shulchan Aruch is the last stop on the train. But the reason they don't enjoy it, those that didn't enjoy it, is because they started with the Shulchan Aruch. That we never start with the Shulchan Aruch, right? We end with the Shulchan Aruch. Right? First we see the Gemara and the Torah and the Rishonim, and then we see how it all fits in the Shulchan Aruch. But you start with the Shulchan Aruch, then you're not gonna, because then you're not going to have the Havana. If you don't have the Havana, you don't have the Or HaGadlus. The Kula Shel Torah. Le'enei Kol Yisrael, but Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, and this is the Or HaGadlus. And this should be a Musar Haskel in our lives. How to learn Torah. Papula Shel Torah, Havana Shel Torah. Slowly. Don't rush. No rushing. It doesn't mean you have to. Some people kvetch on things that maybe they shouldn't be kvetching on, but Havana Shel Torah is so important. Less is more. More is less. A lot of times you try to do a lot, and you're not really having Havana. Even basic Havana. There are different levels of Havana. But the Havana, that's what Rav Yashiv said. He didn't want guys just to Ibrazog, just say things. Ibrazog. No. Rav Yashiv said, Medaf Habin Havana Satira. And that's the Pulish Altara, the Moshe Rabbeinu Noheg Tovasai in the Son of Israel. And that's the Or HaGadlus that we get when we learn Torah. Esa Or is what? Batoira and what? And Taryan. B'nai Soscher for the Agro of the Kala. So I wish everyone a Gemar Chasim Atoiva, Zman Simchaseinu, and this should bring a Chisoirus for Tshuva, for Torah, Gewaldik, Koltov, Zay Gesund. And Bez Hashem, we'll continue in Inyanei Ksubis when we come back. We have to finish up packet Dalid, then we have to do Hazara. We always need Hazara. We have to do a Chazar Basav and then learn more Inyanim, more and more and more. More Havana, more Havana, more Havana.